right, so I have a live-in boyfriend, and for the past, like, 3 months since we moved in together, he doesn't tell me when he's doing anything.
Uh-oh.
Like, he bought a boat, he'll spend 12, 14 hours away and, like, not tell me. And you think I should be worried?
He bought a boat?
Well, yeah, he bought a boat.
Yeah.
He spent all his time on a boat.
Yeah, he bought a boat and he's spending a lot of time away from you, then I'd be worried.
Dumping bodies in the lake?
Yeah, he's either disposing of bodies or he's taking other ladies out on the boats.
Or his car broke down yesterday and he didn't call me. And then at 8 o'clock at night, I'm like, where are you? And he goes, oh, my car broke down, so I'm at somebody's house.
See, here's the rule with boats and hot tubs. If your boyfriend gets one, be suspicious. I'm not saying that all guys are sleazy when they have a boat or a hot tub, but, you know, if a guy you're dating has a boat and there's, like, not significant family or something like that to always take on it, maybe there's a motive there. What if it's a fishing boat?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fishing boat.
Yeah.
Just like one of those little silver ones, or
is it? Like one of them little, well, his is green, but yeah.
Does it have a motor?
It has a motor.
So it's not like a canoe or anything?
No, that would be a canoe or a rowboat.
Oh snap! Right in your face, Chris.
Oh, my eyes.
Okay, if it's a fishing boat, yeah, different. There's no problem there with the fishing boat, no. He's cool.
He just loves nature and hates me.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it, yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be... The 14 hours away thing at a time, that's kind of that's an interesting number, first off. But maybe be suspicious of that, but I wouldn't be suspicious because of the boat, you know?
Okay.
So, I would say inconclusive. I wouldn't say one way or the other.
All right, so he's just a shady character.
Now. For now, just possibly leaning into the shady category, but maybe look for some proof to bring him back into good guy category.
Got it.
Okay. Sniff around, see what you can find.
All right, thank you for the guide, buddy.
Good luck.
Thanks.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Once again, people turn to probably the worst couple guys to ask on relationship advice, but we try to do our best, right, Chris?
Yeah.
We struggle through it. It's Free For All Friday. You can talk about whatever you want to at 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, the reason I'm calling, because I was listening earlier when you guys were talking about people taking a dump on a golf course, like in the middle of their game or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's all right. I work at the golf course, though. So.
That happens more times than you might think, or?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
In the woods?
In the woods.
Yeah, well, where else would you go on the golf course?
A porta potty?
Yeah, we got bathrooms out here, but you don't want to stop in the middle of your game and hold up.
Yeah.
Everybody playing behind you.
For everybody who missed it earlier, we were talking about this guy I used to work with in Lawrence who said that he went golfing once and he felt nature's call, so he went out into the woods, relieved himself, and then had to wipe with a sock. So, well, good, man. Thanks for calling in. I had a feeling maybe this occurred a little bit more often than we might have thought.
Oh, yeah. All the time, man.
All the time. Wow. Just watch him, Chris. You need to just go wandering in the woods and see if you can find somebody next time you play.
Yeah, the only reason you don't see Phil and Tiger doing it is because they cut the commercial when they're doing it.